Proclamation number 4157 of 1st of November, 1947. Sounding word. To hear the sounding word in the heart is my love's most unmistakable sign. It sounds like a softly spoken word, fine and delicate and yet bright and clear. It fills you humans with heartfelt joy, for it is so unusually pleasant that you would constantly desire to hear it if I did not want to disillusion you so that you can also stand your ground in earthly life. For the bliss of feeling my nearness deprives you of tranquility, and therefore I must also always approach you in covering, whether in word or in my presence, and protect you from becoming exuberant, which is not suitable for this world. Love for me is indeed kindled in you like an unquenchable fire, yet I do not let it flare up in bright flames for your own sake. But I know when your heart is capable of profound pure love for me and when I can therefore express myself soundingly in you. But you do not know the degree of love which allows this surest sign of my love, and therefore you have to be urged to increase love and often through suffering which is to push you into my arms. For whom I have seized with my love I will never leave again. But neither will I leave him on the same stage of development. I want him to draw closer to me, to become ever more perfect, so that in the end he will only desire me alone. And this requires a heart which is completely purified and open to me. Do you understand that I only want to help you achieve this and that you have to go through schools of purification in order to be able to be blissfully happy in my presence? In order to be able to hear my spoken word and thus to be fully convinced of my presence? Do you understand why you have to go through suffering and misery? Why I exhort you to constant activity of love and constantly give you the opportunity to work in love? Do you understand why you have to serve in order to be able to rule one day, why you have to bow down in humility in order to be lifted up by me? If you hear my word resounding within you, you will understand all this and thank me with all your heart, for then you will also have mature knowledge and an understanding for everything that happens in the world, around you and to yourselves. Everything is only based on my greater than great love. Everything only has the purpose to make your approach to me desirable and to help you achieve it. For you can only be saved in union with me. Becoming one with me is your aim, because you are my share from eternity which I will never relinquish or hand over to my adversary. And if you only have the slightest will for this uniting with me then you will certainly reach the aim. For my love takes hold of everything that strives towards it, and love's highest aim is final unification with me for all eternity. And if you knew of the depth of my love, a blissful peace would flow through you. But you should struggle and ask for strength, you should be diligently active and work on yourselves in order to attain the highest perfection. But then I myself will dwell in your hearts, I will speak to you and you will be allowed to hear me at any time and in any place, as often and as long as your soul can bear it, as long as you still live on earth. But one day you will be allowed to hear me constantly, you will be able to constantly stay close to me and constantly be made happy by my love, and your bliss will have no end. You will be eternally blissful. Amen.